Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadendhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop, audio review, Young M.A., Her Story EP. She's from New York, and she blew the fuck up really fast.
Yeah.
That's all I'm giving you. That's all I'm giving you. I believe this was her debut joint.
Mm-mm.
No? So she had one before this?
Yeah, I actually just looked at that. Something in 2015 called Sleepwalking.
Yep. But this is when she blew up, because obviously her biggest song ever, is on here. So you know what I like about her, Ken, and I think it's probably just a lot of New York women MCs have this. Their tonality,
mm-hmm.
and it varies widely, right? Because we just did Shay Noir. She's from Buffalo, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And even though she's not from New York, but we just also did Tierra Wack. She's from North Philly, but you know, up top, you know, that's all considered up there. Their tonality is so different. Mm-hmm. Like at times it can sound a bit masculine, especially in Young M.A.'s part. And I think that helped her with her quick rise to fame.
Mm-hmm.
And why I say that is, listen to her content. She's openly gay, openly bisexual, or not bisexual. She's openly just gay. I'm over here. I'm fucking up, man. I had a couple drinks. I'm sorry. But, you know, like she really raps from a male's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So with her tonality, with her look, and with her lyrics, it's like it works. It works.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that, you know, like on this project, she had, like when I was listening to this in the car, I felt like at this time, because this came out back in 2017, so 4 years ago, I felt like every producer in New York was trying to get on this project right here. And I feel like that's what the production sounds like. Like she got the hottest niggas at the time that was in New York to produce this shit. That's how I feel.
Trendy is what I got, because that sound was very trendy. You mm-hmm. know, that was the
Bobby Shmurda.
Yep, Bobby Shmurda, Jim Jones. And that was partly where I struggled just with that. Not that I didn't like it, mm-hmm. but it was just trying to disconnect the two, because I'm like, you know, because I'm somewhat of a traditionalist. Like, mm-hmm. you're biting. Like, this, I don't hear anything original with ooh. And then even through here, it kind of had
whoa.
That.
Whoa, how is it?
It
not
sounded like
original?
The Bobby Shmurda joint. Yeah, man, I think it did, bro. Every time I hear that joint, but that shit, man.
So you didn't like Ooh?
No, I do like Ooh.
Okay, it's just not original.
It just yeah, that was okay. it. It was just okay. the originality okay. I struggled with, but that shit was a hit.
It was a hit.
And
was
I remember going, yeah, bro, going to like Morehouse homecomings and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And when that shit come on, man, everybody was like bouncing and vibing to that shit. That shit was banging. That's. You know, obviously our biggest hit.
But you know what's crazy? And I'm not, don't be hitting me up with goddamn technical questions, because I don't know what the fuck I'm really talking about, but I know about this. It's so interesting that a song that slow mm-hmm. with that type of BPM was that big.
Yeah, I think it was catchy. You know, it was catchy. It had like a moment where like the crowd could do a little crowd and response thing mm-hmm. to it. So I think that worked for it. And you know, that's not too far off from like songs back in the day that would hit. You know, they went through a period like in the 90s where it turned to bass music and stuff like that, where the tempo got a little sped up. I guess the hip hop version of disco, because disco kind of went, mm-hmm. you know, kind of changed R&B and mm-hmm. was real sped up and you know, quick tempo. But so it was kind of return to form with that, which I thought was cool. But overall, I actually enjoy listening to this. I don't know if it has a lot of replay value for me, mm-hmm. mainly because, well, I think it's this one. So I will listen to some of her other projects
mm-hmm.
because I'm like, okay, is is this how you rap all the time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with that little kind of, I don't know, swangy type of like rap style, mm-hmm. like really, really on the beat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or swing, or like rapping with the tempo. Like it's just, I don't know, man. It was really weird, but I loved a lot of the things she was saying. Like it was one on here, man, when she was like, she was calling a motherfucker like a punch punk bitch or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was Self-Made or Bonnie. He was like, cause that's what you have to like, cause that's what bitches do. And I guess something like that's what you do or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's Bonnie.
I was like, God damn. Yeah.
She really raps from a male's perspective. Like, cause even on Ooh, when she said, you know, I got all these bitches, something want a deep throat. And it's like what did they deep throat on you?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's very masculine.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back after this quick break. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nah, it's actually on Self-Made. Okay. Yep. It's I hear them guys talking about me, homie. That's a bitch move. That is what a bitch do. I'm guessing you a bitch too. Mm. I was like, damn. Like that was a cold ass motherfucker, like straight to the point motherfucking like line, man. Mm. I was like, okay, youngin' man. And this is actually my first time listening to any of her stuff outside of what I heard on the radio. I thought Just One of Them Days was cool with the Monica joint. But yeah, so I thought that was interesting. I like that she did that and kind of flipped that single. But yeah, I just, she's still around. She dropped something in 2020, Red Flu. Something in 2019.
Yeah.
But I think she's a one-hit wonder.
Yeah, I don't think she'll even be able to maintain at this point, because if that was the case, we would have heard something on the radio. We would have, you know, people would have been talking about it. Her buzz would still be there, and you know, I just don't think it's there. You know, there's not many artists I would say to take this advice, but I think she could use it. And I think it would be dope, but she should have a song with 6ix9ine.
Hmm.
I think it will help them both. Well, it don't really matter for 6ix9ine. It's really more for Young M.A. at this point. But it is what it is. Ken, did you have favorite joints on here?
Yeah, man. Like I said, I actually thought the intro wasn't bad. Because mm-hmm. I was like, okay, is this a talking intro? Then she came on and started rapping and shit. I was like, okay. Favorite songs? I don't have many.
Okay, me neither.
I have Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I have Hot Sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I think I like Bonnie too.
Mm.
Let me see. No, I don't like Bonnie. it had a little bounce to it, but nah.
Nah, that ain't it.
Hold on. Oh, Same Set.
Yep.
Same Set. Yep.
So those are my three.
Yep.
Those are my three. Hot Sauce, Same Set, and Ooh. I feel like the other ones kind of stray too far from where those three were.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's where she sounds the best at.
Yep.
You got to give her a little, because she's so monotone that you got to give her something that's a little bouncy.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you said, she raps like mid-tempo. She doesn't,
yeah.
She's not going to be fast or slow. Like she's very mid.
There's a lot of spacing in between, you know.
Yeah. So you got to give her beats that fill up the void.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but very unique though.
I think as a rapper, I think she's very unique. It's just outside of that Ooh, it's just what else to kind of carve out like a spot for her. But I think it's like finding whatever that niche is, that thing that's gonna put her over the top.
Yep. Cool. Well, look, we appreciate your support. Thank you for all of the support. The one thing I ask of you is share with one person, help us grow. You know what I'm saying? That's all I ask. If you would like to continue to donate to the cause, make sure that you hit us up on Cash App or PayPal, hashtag DE365. That way me and Ken know that you're supporting our 2021 movement of one review per day. Again, we appreciate all the support, guys. And I promise you, there'll be another one tomorrow. We out. Peace.
Peace.